shore. So come on and hold me tight. I love you.
Just one moment, because I've got, you know, something I'd like to show you. These, Janine's been working on these very hard. These are a new direction.
Got a new idea for a new
the
presentation.
The stage look of the band, the fashioned after the signs of the zodiac.
We needed a new presentation.
This is a look for Viv. He's a Libra. There's the sort of the yin-yang look. This is Nigel. He's Capricorn. Sort of a goat look.
Giving you a little beard.
This is a joke.
Just bear with us for one moment, please. This, I love this. I wish I were the cancer of the crab. This is your crab face. That's great.
Give it a chance,
give it a chance. And this is a
David, wait, please, wait a minute. Have you any idea what it will cost to dress up the band as animals?
Oh, don't cost
nothing. Well, they're not animals. They're signs of the zodiac. It's a way to fight the drabs. You know, we've got the drabs.
That's true. I think mine would look better in Dublin if it was done in Dublin.
David, quite open-minded.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Time travels here with you till 7 p.m. We're going to 11 today, and I'm here with Tufts student, Giada Cogshanker.
Summer resident,
Giada Cogshanker. Have you seen Spinal Tap? You seen that scene before with Nigel and David St. Hubbins? Janine Pettibone?
I certainly am. She's a bit of a role model of mine.
Mm-hmm. That honestly doesn't surprise me.
I like her straightforward approach. Mm-hmm. No BS, if you will. No bollocks.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I do here, just for everybody who is tuning in. Time travel.
Yeah, tell me, what exactly are you playing at with all this time travel business? I've listened to a couple of your shows to prepare, and it's not like really you're traveling through time at all, is it? I mean, we're just sitting here in your little studio, as you call it.
Yep.
And we haven't gone anywhere, have we? It's kind of, it's stupid, really, don't you think?
I don't think that in any way. I couldn't disagree with you more, Ms. Cogshanker. Ms. Cogshanker, Dr. Cogshanker, resident assistant.
Pursuing a PhD.
In what? Giving people a hard time?
Media creativity.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Media creativity. The bigger question really is, what have you got against right now there, Captain Time Traveler, as you call yourself? What's the matter with right now, right here and now?
Like present?
It's like I find you're not comfortable in your own musical skin, really. I mean, what's your problem with the present here and now?
I don't have a
problem
with present.
Fasten your seatbelt, listeners. Prepare for takeoff. Yeah. Play some Pitbull or something. What have you got against Pitbull anyway?
Nothing. I don't have. I've played Pitbull before. I played the timber, and if that's what you'd like me to play, I could certainly play maybe one or two more of your requests.
Well, no time for Pitbull. We're too busy time traveling.
Well. Yeah, which
traveling through time.
We just played the wild thing, the trogs.
I mean, it's stupid, really, isn't it? It's really stupid. It's rubbish.
Would you rather I just play the top 40 hits? That's what everybody plays. I do something different here. I thought it was creative.
I'm just wondering what Captain Chris Earle has against Pitbull.
I don't have anything against. I can play some Pitbull for you if you like. If that's where we want to go next, is this something that you would play to 11? Would you play Pitbull?
And then we'll have to talk 11? About that, won't we? How you've commandeered the number 11 and made it yours, haven't you?
I borrowed it. I borrowed it for the day. I didn't commandeer.
You're going to tell us all about the number 11, aren't you?
Well, I use it as a theme.
How we should think and feel about it, right?
I use it as a theme for my show, that's all.
While we sit here and go nowhere at all. No travel at all. Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Would you like to...
just find it to be really stupid. Well, it's stupid, isn't it?
It's not stupid. This show is not stupid.
It's bloody stupid.
I don't even know what I'm doing and how
rubbish.
To help you.
Rubbish
is what
it is.
I thought you were coming in to actually just kind of watch, or maybe I teach you the board, but you're just giving me a hard time and I don't really understand.
Well, I can tell you
it.
I'm bored. No need to teach me about board. That's for
sure. I have to be here till 7. I could walk you downstairs if you would like to leave. Do you want to stay? Are you going to... You feel as if you can give me some pointers.
I thought you were going to allow me the creative input before you put me on the air. It's your own fault.
Well, you were 47 minutes late. It's 6. So, well, you got 54 minutes left, or you can go now if you would like to leave. You can. I would very happily bring you downstairs if you do not want to. Are you learning anything?
I believe I've got to stay and complete my assignment regardless. And continue with my... what efforts I can make on creative input for your show.
Are you getting, like, credits for this?
You're stupid.
Because I'm certainly not. I'm not
insidious, stupid little show.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll tell you what. You said you liked Spinal Tap. May I play something for you from Spinal Tap? Do you know anything from the Spinal Tap movie
that I haven't played yet?
You want me to play Sex? Okay, I can do that. I can play that for you. Wait, are you going to stick around for this, or are we walking downstairs? Are you all done with the? We're close to being done with the show.
I've decided to remain and endure the rest of this assignment because I'm a woman of my word.
Well, you know what? You can stick around. We'll see. All right, I'll give you a couple minutes. We'll see. All right, and you just be nice. Nice. Be nice.
Bloody hell, play the song, will you?
I've been having a hard time lately.
Quit your bloviating and play the song, won't you?
And now I have this person yelling at me in my
own damn show, for God's sake. It's not like we're traveling.
All right, here we go.
Not like we're preparing for takeoff. Play the bloody song.
All right, here you go, Cogshanka.
Getting out my pitch, oh. Poking
Travel here with you till 7. This is from my guest. There you go. There's some Pitbull for you.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget.
Swing your partner round and round, and then the night is going down. One more shot, another round, and then the night is going down. Swing your partner round and round, and then the night is going down. One more shot, another round, and then the night is going
it's
down.
Going down. I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make a night, you won't remember.
Club jumping like LeBron now. Bowl it, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? Cause it's about to go down. Swing your partner round and round. And then the night is going down. One more shot, another round. And then the night is going down. Swing your partner round.
There you go, Giada Cogshanka. Played some timber for you, and there's some Pitbull. You like it?
Well, it's really, yes, I did enjoy it, and it's really, when you think about it, to be perfectly frank, it's more truthful, isn't it? Because because the traveling part of your pithy little time travel show really is bollocks, isn't it? It's rubbish.
Well, you know, I just got two messages. Love the Pitbull. Okay. So you're right. Hey, we're on the same page here. You gave me a little creative input. I got two new listeners just popped up. Thank you. It must mean great creativity as well.
Job well done by GC. Get creative. Giada.
Before that,
Hogshanker.
Before that, we had Spinal Tap, Sex Farm. You ever work on a sex farm? You ever work on a sex farm?
I most certainly have not ever worked on a sex farm. A lady does not work on a sex farm. Really, it's just a stupid question, really.
Was that a rude question? Well, a little bit back. That's what I say. Right, time travelers? You're being a little rude to me. But I think it's okay. You can stick around. We can go now. You want to go now? We've got 44 minutes left.
I'm here to help you with your pathetic little radio show. I intend to fulfill my duties.
Have you listened before, you said? When have you listened?
I have listened. I've listened to a couple. Well, not even really two complete shows, honestly, because it really drove me bonkers, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought, who is this? Is this Chris Earle? This pathetic little sad man, really, mm-hmm. Who takes us really nowhere? There's no travel at all. Where okay. do we go? We go into his sad little stories, his yeah. stories of doom and gloom and sadness every week, and then he picks a song from his record collection, and oh, we're going to listen to that now. Well, let's hear the song that tells us how sad you are, right? It's really quite pathetic. It's just
yeah. Well, it's my show. I play what I want.
It's really it's stupid, isn't it? Don't you find it stupid?
I don't think it's stupid at all.
Nine years you've been doing this, yeah. telling your little stories, yeah. and no travel at all.
And you, do you think you want to have a show? Is that
no
why you're here?
At
you
just, all.
No. We just traveled. We just did the present. You wanted the present a couple
far
of years
above
ago?
Actually, Pitbull. Having a show, mm-hmm. my specialty is providing creative input to others.
Okay. All right. So this is like a what is this? A dissertation?
By the way, I've had an idea for your studio.
Yeah. Okay.
This pathetic little space in here that you call a studio. It's no wonder. What I'm thinking is, I'm pondering here as I sit and look around painfully, have you ever thought of perhaps some sort of a cleansing of your studio space? Some sort of a cleansing?
Like some sage
some
or
burning
something like that?
Sage.
Okay.
Indeed, to you know, rid yourselves of the bad energy, the evilness, because I feel like really your creativity is blocked, quite blocked.
Do you think so?
So what I'm thinking is almost like a musical enema of sorts.
Okay,
what
all
you
right.
think?
I'd have to
have
probably pass it by the board of WMFO. I mean, they say no drinks and no food. They didn't
say no
sage.
I mean, really, A to Z, start to finish, everything about this show necessitates some improvement, quite frankly.
So far, it's sage and Pitbull. That's what you've given me. Sage and Pitbull. That's what I've got.
Think of it more, as I said, like a musical enema.
I could certainly use one of those, I think. Can certainly use one of those. Do you like...
Your creativity is actually extremely blocked, or it just doesn't exist at all. Really.
Well... I don't know. Well, I've been having tough times lately. Tough times.
Well, right. We all do, but nobody wants to hear about them every week.
Right.
Do you think you're doing your listeners a service?
I do.
When
I
it spends 2 hours
cathartic.
Of Woe Is Me. You know what's the only thing that travels and gets pissed away is the time that people spend listening, really?
Okay.
Think about it. That's what travels. There's the travel. Oh, there's 2 hours of Chris Earle's sad stories, Captain Earle, and our time travel adventure. There's 2 hours I can't get back.
All right.
Or do anything productive with. It's rubbish and it's stupid.
I want to stir up the creative juices then. You've got the creative juices flowing. You gave me Pitbull and you gave me Sage, okay? How about something else from England for you? How about I pick a song? Elton John. Tell me Elton John. You like Elton John.
That's
everybody loves
Elton John to you. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Elton John.
I'm sorry. It's
Sir
Captain
Elton
Chris
John.
Earle. Uh-huh. Is he on first name basis with Sir Elton? Is that it?
It's Elton John.
Our captain time traveler?
Uh-huh.
Are you too good for titles? Because he's earned it, don't you know?
You think so? You think he has earned it? I agree with you.
Is he just Elton to you?
What
about Mr. Sean Connery? Sir Sean Connery. Is he just Sean? Hello, Sean. It's Chris. Chris Earle, Captain Chris from Time Travel. You must know me.
If I knew him, yeah. If I knew him, I'd do that. Yes. If he came out of retirement and we were friends, I would call him up and I would call him Sean. I don't think he'd want me to call him Sir Sean. Hello, Sir Sean. It's Chris Earle. Hello, Sir Sean. It's sad Chris Earle. It's sad Chris Earle. Is that, how's that? That accent. Does that sound good?
It's a horrible accent.
All right.
It's rubbish.
All right. How about...
Honestly, this is all just so stupid.
I'm just going to play Elton John, and you can stick around, but...
Completely stupid.
Don't be surprised, time travelers, if we come back and it's just Chris Earle.
Full of beer. My old man's a drunkard and a barrel full of
there you go. That's Sir Elton John. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m. We're going up to 11 today. And yes, it's based on Spinal Tap. And that's my theme. I'd like to tell you about the show. I haven't been able to tell
themes,
you about
what
the
is
show.
This? You come up with your little themes every week.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing we need to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't do you, this one is,
I mean, let's
it goes
think about
up to 11.
Songs
like you're in
that
the
make
car.
You go to 11. Well, think
right.
about it. I mean, right. really, think about it. Break it down. Like, it, deconstruct it.
It goes
right?
up to 11. You play it loud in the car. Like, just Spinal
what
Tap when you have the Marshall amp that goes
all?
Up to 11.
What is 11 made 11 of after all?
10 plus 1.
It's a 1 and a 1. Mm-hmm. So, what does that tell you?
11, 2. Is that where you're going?
Well, I say it's up to each and every listener to decide for themselves, isn't
what,
it?
What the 11
but no,
is?
No, Captain Chris Earl is going to tell us what 11 means,
of course,
right?
Of course I am. I have to give some direction.
It's a 1
and
a 1.
Show.
It's a 2. It's an 11.
Uh-huh.
It's all those and none of them at all.
All right.
Isn't it?
I guess.
Who are you, after all, to tell us what 11 should mean, really?
Mm.
I don't expect you to understand it right away. It's a little complex. It's rather complex, and I don't think you can grasp it.
So what should I have called it? Should
but
I have called
the
show
But you are not
the
ultimate
two?
Final word on what is 11. For some people,
two
it's,
with Chris
it's one
Earl.
Shy of 12. For others, it's one more than 10.
That is true. You are right.
It's very personal, very subjective.
I was told, everyone, that
but
there
no,
would
Captain
be
Chris
no
Earl
math
tell
today.
Us what 11 the, is for everybody.
Yeah. Are you? Am I interviewing you or are you interviewing me? Or how's this work today? I'm kind of this is the most confused I think I've been in 9 years on my own radio
I'd
program.
I'd argue you're confused every
with
week.
With a woman who comes in who I am told is coming in
Giada.
To learn
Giada Cogshanka.
Giada Cogshanka, Miss
Cogshanka. It's a hard G.
Okay, Cogshanka.
Giada.
Is that correct?
Giada.
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 Double two D's. The second D is silent. It's a European thing. You wouldn't understand.
Giada.
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 I got the Cogshanka. Am I saying that right? Cogshanka? Cogshanka. Sorry.
Cogshanka.
Is that right? Cogshanka. Cogshanka. Giada. Come on. You're giving me a hard time. How's that?
I'm helping you.
How's that? You're like,
I'm helping
no,
you.
I noticed you got quiet for a second. You think that's fun? You think it's fun when I was making fun of you? What do you usually do at night? Where do you go?
I was letting the infantile topic of you making fun of my name play out for itself for all your listeners.
Oh,
quite frankly. Are you done?
Yeah,
are you done
a couple people just texted
name?
And they said that's pretty funny. They said Giada.
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 Giada. I've never even heard that name before. Is that even a real...
Of course you haven't. You're rather unrefined,
is
right?
From...
Do you know why?
Yeah.
The irony is you've never actually traveled. That's why you've never heard the name. There is no travel
you,
in time travel
do
after
you
all.
Do you use that when
this
you're
the
playing
one thing
cricket?
We've
like next up, Giada Cogshanka.
Nobody travels. Not Chris Earl, not the listeners.
Do ladies get to play cricket?
There's no
is
journey of any kind with this journeyman.
Okay.
Is there?
All right.
Really?
All right. Well,
it's all quite pathetic and really stupid, isn't it?
I don't think it's stupid. I think you're very rude. I think that's very, very rude. I just can't. I'm at a loss because I want to show you the door, yet I don't know the next thing that's coming out of your mouth. So I want to keep you here, and I'm not trying to be mean. Please don't make a face. I'm not trying to be mean.
Maybe instead of time travel, we should call your show Time Waster.
It's
Captain
Time,
time
Waster.
Waster.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Would you tell me 9 years you've been doing this.
9 years.
Nine
yeah, I'm going
years.
On to 10. This could be my last show. I'm always saying,
don't
you know,
you
could be it.
Have you nothing better to do?
Because of crap
do?
Like this,
nothing
I just don't,
better,
I don't
you
like
could be
this.
Doing.
You're making me very uncomfortable.
It's appalling,
you're making me
quite
very
frankly.
Uncomfortable. Would you
you've
like to read a PSA?
Years.
Would you like
you've
to do that?
You've spent 9 years not traveling.
I agree with you there. I completely agree with you. But the show has done very well. The show travels through time, and it gives people a lot of joy, I've been told. It's the number one
well,
show
a pile
of the night.
Well, there's a pile of shite if we've ever heard it, right? The show travels
careful,
through time.
Careful. Careful.
Rubbish. Pure rubbish.
You can't
What's this you want me to read now? Stop talking.
We have
if you
to
want
do a PSA, and I'd like... Would you like to do it, or shall I do it? Because I think if I do it, I might do
I'm
it...
I'm happy to assist
correctly.
You in any way.
In the Queen's English. You want me to do it in the Queen's English?
I'm happy to assist you in any way.
It's
your call. This is your show, Captain
dead,
Time Travel.
Dead Cambridge bicyclist, stop the text.
I'm the boss of themes.
Pedestrian
I'm,
safety.
I'm in charge of the number 11.
Airplane noise
I'm in
or
charge
drink
of the PSAs.
And drive PSA. Which
I'm in charge
like
of all
do?
The not traveling we'll be doing.
How about the Art Institute? Maybe something creative for you. Texting while driving, do you do that?
Never.
Well, that's there we go. We got one for you. This is a PSA, texting while driving prevention. If you care to read that, that would be very helpful.
This message, quiet please, quiet please.
Ms. Cogshanka, okay,
I'll thank
go
you
ahead.
To be quiet.
Want me to count you down?
This message
one.
Is for all
Three,
of two, you one. Sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable.
Go.
But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org.
That was pretty good. I have to admit, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Of course it's good. So I can bloody well read.
I know that part.
I can also distinguish between travel and sitting still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we are going to go somewhere else here. I'm going to think of something else to play next. We've played a number of your requests. Maybe I'll play you.
Oh, I'm waiting with bated breath. What's Captain Crusoe going to pick on his record collection to play for us? Something to go with a sad little story? Are you going to bloviate first?
No. What I'm going to do...
Is there a story for us?
Do you like Paul
about
McCartney?
About everyone everywhere is awful.
Do you like Paul McCartney?
Sir Paul... Indeed, all of England loves him. We all
right,
love him.
Right, Sir Paul McCartney. Pod me. If he called me up for dinner, I'd be like, hello, is this Paul?
That you're on first name basis mm-hmm. with all of our knighted countrymen.
I tend to think that we are
Paul
all God's children.
And Sean and Elton yeah. and Chris, right? Is that how it goes?
That's right. In my world, it is, yeah.
I think we've realized your world is not really a world at all, right?
I guess so.
It's this pathetic little studio you're sitting in.
Okay. Wow. All right, Miss Cogshanka.
So I am hopeful
do you like,
for results of the musical enema.
Do you like Wings?
Siege.
Do you like Wings over America? Do you remember that album at all? Wings? Paul McCartney?
Certainly.
Sir Paul McCartney. This is one you turn to 11. It's Jet. You know that one? Like what you took over here to go across the pond.
Indeed I do. Oh, are you saying I traveled to come here? That's travel, isn't it? Getting on a plane and going somewhere.
That's right, you're
that's
right.
That's traveling. I even passed through time, didn't I?
You did well. You yes, did well. You are 6 hours behind,
any
right?
Any number of time zones.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 6 hours ahead. Everyone in London is ahead, as we've proven tonight here on the show. Okay, here's Sir Paul McCartney with Jet. It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you till 7 p.m. Usually people like the show, but for some reason my guest today from Tufts University doesn't particularly like it. I think she left, actually. And Giada Cogshanka. I don't know. But man, she was an interesting woman. I don't know. I mean, I was told she was coming in. I apologize. She was supposed to come in and just observe. And, you know, I let her talk and give me a hard time about the show. And I was going to show her the board. And she just kind of got flustered and left. And it's just, I don't even know what happened there. So Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. WMFO Medford. Okay. Looks like.
Did you tell them I'm back? Did you tell them I was gone?
I did. I should have said I walked you to the door, because that's what I was planning to do, and then I just thought you just left. You know.
I went to the lavatory, which I must say could use some freshening.
Okay.
Like everything else around here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really walk me downstairs if I just decide to leave, can you? Really?
No.
I mean, think about it.
No, I can't. You're right. You got me. You got me there. You got me. One up. Point and match, Miss Cogshanka. Cogshanka. Can I call you Cogshanka? That makes a little more sense to me.
Cog. It's a hard...
Cod. No, with two D's.
It's a hard G.
With two D's and the second D silent. Cogshanka.
As in Giada.
Giada.
Well, it's not really my name,
Shanka.
Is it?
I think it, I
you
think
could
there's
call
a
me
nice...
GC, as in get creative.
No, I think Cogshanka is nice, because that's a little more Giada. Cogshanka sounds a little more eloquent, doesn't it? Sounds a little nicer.
I rather disagree.
And then you'd have four D's in all your names and two of them silent. How's that? You like that idea?
I don't.
All right. Well, 6:40 in the evening. It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. It's 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
I'm heading to a trivia show after this.
Are you really?
I've been invited in Boston to a trivia show.
In Boston? Okay.
Yes, it's
Why
in Boston.
Would you, yeah.
Perhaps you'd like to join me.
After all this,
I'd like
to join you. Okay.
Perhaps you'd like to escort me to
no,
the trivia
where,
show.
Where is it, actually?
Where
would you be going?
West Roxbury.
West Roxbury?
Yes,
I'm not
West
going
Roxbury.
To, on a Wednesday
looks to
night.
Be fairly nearby.
On a Wednesday night, you want me to go to West Roxbury to our trivia show.
What's the problem with that?
West Roxbury on a Wednesday night. And what time is this show?
I believe it's 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. You want me to go out at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night to West Roxbury?
Yes, I want you to go out at 8 p.m. to Boston on a Wednesday night.
Okay. All right. And with somebody that's been giving me a hard time for 2 hours. I'm sorry, 5:47 to 8:41. Not even a full hour because she was late.
The opportunity to be my escort and or my teammate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trivia event.
Mm. Oh, that's why you want me to go, because you need a team member.
I don't need your help at all. I think we've established you're not creative.
Okay.
I would not really expect.
Yeah.
But being a visitor, a new visitor here in residency this summer here at Tufts in a doctoral program.
No, when I
I don't have any. I don't have too many mates yet.
When I talked to the program director,
you could keep the score.
They did say that you needed to
keep the score for my answers.
Teach you the board, and I'm not sure if we can do this in 18 minutes because
you've absolutely taught me.
Okay.
The board.
The board.
I'm bored out of my bloody head.
Okay, all right.
My bloody mind, really.
Boom.
All your
did
rubbish.
You, yeah, okay. I'm supposed to teach you the board in 18 minutes, and I'm supposed to get a signature from you. Are you going to sign the signature that says I've taught
you
the board? I do have a tune from the record collection. What I need to do is get credit for having you here. It gives me volunteer hours. I need to teach you the board, and I need to show you a little bit around the studio. That's why
so
you were
then
here.
We're both doing good works, aren't we?
I could shut off the microphone. I could walk you down the stairs, and I've been very nice to you.
Do you know what I think instead?
Mm-hmm.
I think perhaps you should focus your energies, really. See if we can identify and even locate some mm-hmm. creative juices, okay?
Yeah.
And dispense with all the traveling shite that you spew each week, quite
right.
frankly.
Okay.
And perhaps, you know, the history of music and rock and roll in particular is rich, isn't it? So mm-hmm. what about a show where perhaps your listeners could traverse with you mm-hmm. through different decades and different eras in music,
right.
really,
yeah.
and you explore and you teach them the history musically of different significant mm-hmm. events in mm-hmm. musical history? What about that?
It's called Time Travel with Chris Earle, yeah.
I think you could take the show in.
It's called Time Travel with Chris Earle. That's exactly what I do.
But
I've been trying to tell
anywhere.
You that. I've been trying
We've
to tell you that.
We've not traveled anywhere.
We just
traveled far to be here.
You did. You sure did. You went from what, like the dorms over here? Did you get a sandwich along the way? Because you're 47. I see you brought a giant water that you're not supposed to have in the studio. Thank you for not opening that. Okay.
Oh, here's Chris Earle.
Okay.
Here's Chris Earle, the king and the captain of number 11, and also the boss of all the water, right?
That's right.
The boss
right.
of all the water.
How about you ever go to the football games? You like the football games, right? You ever been to the Patriots
I
yet?
I do like,
do you
well,
have football
of course, we're talking two different sports. In England, football is soccer.
It's not with the U. It's
and
not the F-U-T.
Over here, it's American.
F-U-T. It's football, F-O-O-T. It's not the F-U-T.
Football.
Football, right, right.
I do like the American football, and in particular, your New England Patriots.
All right, I'm going to play AC/DC for you then. This is one you could put to 11, I think.
on Shark Sandwich, which was merely a two-word review, just said, shit sandwich.
Where'd they print that? Where'd they print that?
That's not real, is it?
You can't print that.
Cups and cakes, cups and cakes. Oh, what good things mother makes. You've gotta take tea, won't you take it with me? What a gay time it will be. And cakes, please make sure that nothing breaks. The china's so dear and the treacle so clear, and I'm glad that you are here. Milk and sugar, bread and jam. Yes, please, sir, and thank you, ma'am. Here I am. Sad it must end, but I'm glad I'd a friend sharing cups and cakes with me, and cakes with me.
WMFO Medford,
that
Massachusetts.
That was nice. That was really nice.
Thank you. That's Spinal Tap.
Interesting also that you played a little bit the record review of theirs in which it was called Shit Sandwich.
Right,
because,
right.
Really, to be perfectly honest, I don't want you to pull any punches, but I kind of think of your show as sort of a shit sandwich as well.
Okay,
that being
all right.
Said,
yeah.
I mean, it's absolute rubbish. You know, it's stupid. Isn't
I try.
It? It's stupid, isn't it? And more stupid is that you've been doing it for 9 years.
You're right.
That being said, I want you to know...
Yeah.
I am willing to work with you.
All right. All right. You heard it here first, everyone, time travelers.
I am willing to take after on this project
years.
Because I go where the need is greatest.
After 9 years.
And certainly here, Ms. where you're not
Cogshanker.
Traveling. Where Captain Earl mm-hmm. is not traveling week after week.
Miss mm-hmm. Miss Cogshanker is going to work with me. And then that'll be great. I think that'll be really nice. So
for a fee.
Yeah, the big picture is coming up next. It looks like Lisa and Shay and Derek are getting settled in here. I would like to thank Giada Cogshanker.
Giada.
The D was what? It was
second
double D.
Silent. It's
second
a European
D is
thing.
Silent. Okay. And
which
I'd like to thank
I don't
you again
expect you to understand.
For coming in. And you are going out.
Limited as you are.
Yeah, you're right. All right. All right. Well, thanks for listening, Time Travelers. Could be the final show ever, I think. But you said you want to actually
time
work with me and
I
you want to make
promise
it better,
you better
right?
Things.
Can I still
perhaps
be the host
travel.
Of the show, or do you want to
a
take over?
Of
or?
Travel.
Okay, all right.
No, it's all right. Please feel free to say goodbye to your listeners. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners.
You should say goodbye. Now, are you going back to England anytime soon?
Well, no, I've got to stay here and work with you now.
All right. Well, that's very nice. I appreciate that. Okay. I'll let
very
you pick
nice.
The last
it's
song.
A,
how's that sound?
It's bloody charity work, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get paid, I'll tell you that. You're going to get half of what I get. How's that? I'll give you half. All right, I'll let you pick the last song. Why don't you go ahead and give us the last song? What would you like? And why don't you tell me a story on why you pick it? Why don't you do that?
Well,
I'm
I
assuming
like
it's
going to
be something
Eminence
from
Front by the Who. Please.
Okay, I figured it was going to be something British.
Because
okay,
you know, in consideration of the fact that you have dictated a theme to me mm-hmm. and what number 11 means
right.
to me and to everyone else listening.
Mm-hmm.
That is a song that I do, as you say, crank up here
right.
across the pond to 11.
We have gone to 11 today, time travelers. Thank you so much for coming in, GC, and I guess I'll see you next time because you're going to help me make the show much, much better.
Cheers.
Cheers.